never fails. Hey, let me hide in you. In you there is power, the rock that never fails. Hey, let me hide in you. In you there is safety, the rock that never fails. Let me hide in you. In you there is safety, the rock that never fails. Ko karabasande ribashike sutalia. Me hiding you. In you there is power. Praise ye the Lord. Please, I want you to bear with me for a minute. Can somebody sing for me the Igbo version? Just for a minute. We hear the English version. Jesus loves every nationality, so created all of us. Who knows the Igbo version very well? Yes, I just want to hear.
You can sing it very well. Help me out.
Kumengbe biyebi, kamzara ni megi, kamzara ni megi, ni megi kandudi. Kumengbe biyebi, kamzara ni megi, kamzara.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Yoruba one says, but how does that one go? Oh, akwata ye raye, shebi sadi mi, shebi sadi mi, akwata ye raye. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I want each and every one of us to just appreciate the Lord. This morning we're going to love on the Lord.
Amen.
A lot of times we come here we ask. I was praying. I had three messages that the Lord had given me, and I was praying and said, Lord, what do I share with your people? It's an honor and a privilege. Anybody who's given the mic to talk to God's children, it's a privilege. Some people take it for granted. I don't take it for granted. And while I was praying and seeking his face, exactly what he wanted me to preach, he showed me a dream. And in the dream, I came out of the dream singing a song. And he put me in a dimension I can't explain to you, and I pray in the name of Jesus that as we go this day, as we proceed in elevating the Lord, as we proceed in putting him where he belongs this day, as we love, this morning, we're going to love on the Lord. And he will cause heaven to come down. I said, and he will cause heaven to come down. To the intent that whatever you came with, you will not live the same. I said, whatever you came with, the situation, the burden. Because when the praises go up, he comes down. The glory comes down. Look, we can talk and talk and talk. Without the glory and the anointing of the Lord, it's just talk. Can somebody say amen? It's just talk. Praise ye the Lord. So please, I want you to forget about yourself for a moment. Throughout, while I have this mic with me, forget about your neighbor. Forget about your children who are next to you. And I want you to focus. Focus, zone in on the Lord. Zone in on loving on the Lord. You know, sometimes you splurge. Sometimes a spouse loves his wife or vice versa, or you loved your mom. You say, you know what? I want to go splurge on you. And that is what the Lord told me. He wants you and me to splurge on him, to love on him this morning. I came out of that revelation deep. I was singing the song in tears, and it looks like there's the heavenly host involved. And then I saw the praise team here. The praise team here, they were in a section, something like this, and they were singing. They were singing a second verse of this song that I don't know what the second verse, but they were practicing and singing it. So I knew that he wanted us to splurge, to love on him this morning. And the song I came out of, we're going to sing it a few times. We're just going to love on the Lord. Is it okay? We're just going to love on him this morning. Amen? Amen. The song, please, I would like my little children to come up here and sit down. My little grandkids, I want them to come sit down here, please. All of them, I love them. I love them, love them, love them. Just come sit down this front row. You're going to be my choir. Amen. Amen. They're going to be my choir. I love those kids. They make, when I see them running around, what I see, like I tell you sometimes, it's like I see little angels, little seraphims chirping on the throne and running back and forth, saying, "Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come." So please come take the first row seat here, right here, please, please. You know, with children, they are so, what you see is what you get. With us that are adults, sometimes we're saying stuff is not what we mean. Well, there's one point in time they were saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna," and the next moment they were saying, "Crucify him, crucify," in the mouth of babes. God has perfected praise. So this will be my choir today, man. You gonna be my choir today? Praise ye the Lord. Huh, Pastor Joshua? Praise ye the Lord. The song I was singing was this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's similar to what in Revelation chapter 4, the kids, the angels were singing. They cast their crowns down and they are worshiping. They were worshiping him. So I want to, whatever you are, whatever you hope to be, I want you to cast it down before his highness. Father, Lord, as we approach your throne this morning in praise and adoration, in thanksgiving and appreciation for who you are, for what you have been to us. Father, Lord, accept our praise. As your people splurge on you in love, in the name of Jesus, accept it, Lord. Let everyone that walks into this auditorium not be the same and not go back with the same situation they came with. Because when the praises go forth, the blessings come down. Father, so let it be in this assembly in the name of Jesus. Father, people have prayed and have cried to you for situations beyond control that are out of their wits. Father, I pray, Lord, that the hearts be satisfied in the name of Jesus. Whether the doctors have given an evil report, whether your kids have run away from here to there, they will come home in the name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto God. Hallelujah. Glory. Honor. Help me, somebody. Dabi, could you help me on the keyboard, please? Be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Majesty. Hallelujah. Glory. Be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah.
honor for majesty be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Honor, power, majesty be unto God. Hallelujah. Oh, sing it, shall we? Honor, power, majesty be full of you.
Unto God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sing. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, power, majesty. Be unto glory, honor, mama. Help me, somebody. Be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hold it, Michael. Both of you, all of you. Unto God, amen. Glory, honor, power, majesty. Be unto God, amen. Hallelujah. Honor, power, majesty be unto God. Hey. Hallelujah.
Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto God.
Sit down. Oh, go sit down. Thank you. Go sit down. Majesty be unto God. Go sit down. Hey. Hallelujah. honor, power, majesty, be unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Oh, give him all you got. Give him all you've got. Give him all you've got. He is the one who died when we were not worthy. Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. What love. Boundless love. Boundless love. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the sinners. Who are we then? Who are we then to judge another? We are what we are by his grace. Please listen to this. The title of this is Boundless Love. So what manner of love is this? Benny, please put it up. And as you see the words, meditate upon it. This is your tribute to His Excellency this morning. Boundless love. Boundless love, please put it up for us. We are here this morning to do what? To love on the Lord. It's your service to Him. You are here to love on Him. Hallelujah. He chose me. He selected me. Not because I was worth a thing. This is my life. It's all I know. I can't believe that He selected me. Jesus, my Lord. You I know. Jesus, my Lord. You I know. I
my Lord. It's you I owe.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. The enemies of the cross thought to bring us shame and disgrace. He thought to bring shame and disgrace across our way, thinking that by now our joy would have been stolen away and buried far, far away from the land of the living. But thank God for God, who causes us to wine and dine among the living. And we lay with a lot of extras to take away. Did you hear that? Thank God for God, who causes us to wine and dine among the living. If the devil had his way, you would not be here. And he gave us not to just wine and dine with a lot of extra takeaways. Amen. Because our God has driven Satan and his cohorts far away as total castaways. Can you say amen, somebody? Because Jesus has fought the battle for us. He calls us to wine and dine, and with a lot of extras to take away, because he himself has driven the cohorts far away and cast them away. Hallelujah. What does this remind you of? Psalm 23. He said what in Psalm 23? He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He restores my soul. Praise the Lord. He said, verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Because of the battle he has wrought for you, that is why you are what you are. He said he will lay a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Some people pray that the enemies die. No, let them not die, so that they can see the goodness of the Lord upon you. If, however, there are principalities and powers and principalities, let them be cast down. That's why they are called, they are cast away. Praise ye the Lord. But he has prepared a table before you, and the enemy will not eat at your table in the name of Jesus. Can you say amen? It says here, this is what I call, we are splurging on the Lord. We are praising the Lord. You are here to give him thanks. Forget about who is around you and see and taste that the Lord is good. The Bible here, I wrote, it's some help. It says some are wealthy but not healthy and still dying without God's provision to make heaven. Others have provision without a heavenly vision. Oh, folks, let us praise the Son, who has not only given us provision, but also a vision for the heavenly mission. Hallelujah. Giving us a vision for the heavenly mission. You and I are not cast away. Because he loved us, he commanded, he said, therefore let your light so shine. Then say what? Shine. Take up your cross. Follow him. No matter what. No matter the cost. Because you have a heavenly vision. You have a God-appointed mission for which you have to satisfy your king. For which you have to fulfill your destiny. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is like your tribute to him. Say, somehow, have you met people who are wealthy? And they have no help because money cannot buy it all. Amen? But by his grace, you are here because of his provision and you are healthy. Can somebody say amen? Look at John chapter 6, verse 14. John chapter 6, verse 14. Did I say 6? 44, I apologize. 44. John chapter 6, verse 44. Here he tells us, John chapter 6, verse 44. Please, I want only two kids back there. Here, says, no man can come to the Father except, no man can come to me, Jesus was saying, except the Father was draws him. Jesus has made a provision for your mission so that it can fulfill his vision for this mission. He has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light so that you can be a light wherever you are at. So let it be in Jesus' name. You, your children, and your grandchildren, and yet generations yet unborn, in Jesus' name. Look at 15, verse 16. He said, we have not chosen me. He said, you have not chosen me. I have chosen you. You think you are all it? Do I think I'm all it? No. Christ is the one that has done the chosen. It's not because you and I are better than the guy on the street who's homeless. You think you are? Do I think I am? No. It's by his grace. I have chosen you. You have not chosen me. That you should go out and produce fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Praise ye the Lord. That as you witness, that those fruits will remain in the name of Jesus. That is, as Lassif Sister Chioma took that prayer out of my mouth. Praise ye the Lord. Let us therefore praise the Son, who is a solution to every situation that confronts us as sons and joint heirs with the Son. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, 16, 15. Romans chapter 8, 16, 15. It said the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Folks, boys and girls, if you do not have that witness with you, we will give you an opportunity this day to have that witness that you're a child of God. Amen? If you are in doubt, Jesus has already made the provision. Hallelujah. He has made us, he's a solution to every situation. Can someone say amen? And he has made us heirs with the Son. Hallelujah. Of course, you know the song, Jesus. Reminds me of a song we used to sing in those days. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. I'm an of God and a joint heir with Christ. I'm not a servant in God's kingdom. I'm a son. I'm a child of God and a joint heir with Christ. I'm a banner of God, and a joint here with Christ, a banner of God, and a joint here with Christ. I'm not a servant in God's kingdom, I'm a son. You see, a servant doesn't know what the will of the master. A servant abides in the house but for a season. But the son abides forever. Amen? As a son of God, that's a plural, includes daughters. As a son and as a daughter of God, you abide forever. You are not a servant. You are not a castaway. Amen? You abide in the kingdom forever because you know the king. You are the stock. You are the stock of Abraham. Are the stock of Isaac and Jacob. You are the stock of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Can somebody say amen? Wherefore you are not a servant. Yes, in a sense, we could be servants because he has sent us to go do certain things. Just like you send your kids to go do certain things at a certain time, my son or something. Dad, but I'm not a servant. You are not a servant. You are a son. But he gives us assignments. Can you say praise the Lord, somebody? Hallelujah. This today is all about Jesus. Amen? This is you loving on him. Hallelujah. Let us praise Alpha, who has brought us thus far. A lot of time, somebody asks you, hey, Emmanuel, how far? I'm saying, let us praise Alpha, who has brought us thus far. Because he has been our Ebenezer. Amen. I can tell you, my son Benny is called Benny because that's the name. That's the story behind the story. Am I right, Brother Emmanuel? Hitherto, God has helped us. Can you say that? That hitherto, God has helped you. Amen. Let me tell you a story. I shouldn't be standing here right now. I just remembered while I was reminiscing on this word. Years ago, I was in Nigeria. Brother David Filani, we are flat. We've rented a flat together. You know snakes back home? This snake, we're on the second floor. This snake crawled up, okay? My bed was next to the window. This snake crawled up the window. Just at the instant he was going to come in, I got up and I walked to the kitchen. By the time I came back, I saw this snake at the head of my pillow crawling down. Can you imagine? But for his saving grace. If he struck me on the head, it's yesterday. Amen. Because I'm a son with a mission. Because you're a son with a mission. God has delivered you from the pangs of death. Amen. When death and hell sought to hold you captive. It could have been your children too. Could have been family members. I can see my sister shaking her head because of his saving grace upon the family. Ah, somebody say praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Because his mercy endureth forever. I said, because his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Let us give praise to Alpha, who has brought us thus far. Even before people ask us how far, let us give adoration to Omega, who has caused us to grow mega. For it is he who brings the beggar out of the dunghill and set him among princes. Can somebody say amen? Some people have been written off. Some people, their parents said, you are nothing. Maybe your sister, your uncle, said you'll be nothing. But thank God you are still standing. by the grace of God. You are singing a song of victory for how good the Lord is because of his mercies that are new every morning, because of his faithfulness that changes not. Hallelujah. You are sitting and you are standing here. We give, have every cause to give him glory. So we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are beautiful for all occasion. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. Philistines and the Israelites have been fighting a battle. Samuel came on the scene and he raised an oblation to his excellency, the Lord of the armies of heaven. And he said here, this was Anna, I'm sorry. He said, there's none holy as the Lord, but there's none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. That was verse 2. She had been barren, praying for a child, and her mates was probably laughing at her. Verse 8. Say, he raised the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. That was verse 8. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Whereas so many in this race have packed up. Have you known somebody who believed Christ the day you gave your life to Christ? And they have packed up. Do you know anybody like that? I know someone like that. In fact, the guy who witnessed to me my very first day in college at the Polytechnic Ibadan, the guy who witnessed to me the very first day, I walked in the campus, I gave my life to Christ. 6 months later, this guy backslid. He went in the world, and I'm still standing. Is it because I'm any better than him? No. It's the grace of God. I said it's the grace of God. Whereas so many in this race have packed up, because things are backing up. Others have given up, but we are still standing up. Hallelujah. Because Jehovah backs us up, and we are going up. Amen. We are going up. We do not belong here. Amen. We are going up. How do I know it? Because he said it in his word. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Let's read it. As I'm saying these things, these are promises God has given us. So you have the word. The young ones have the word to back it up. Amen? He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in, this is Jesus. Ye believe in me. Believe also in God. Amen? Verse 2, keep on coming. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus said he has gone to prepare a place for who? Me. Your children. Brother Ken. Elliot. O'Neill. Sarah. God has gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. This is God's promise to us. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You see, so many people are in partnership with hardship. But here we are, having fellowship with one another. The Lord's sheep. Are you part of God's sheep? He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. The voice of a stranger they will not know. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. So what a great privilege of sonship. Let us therefore approach him with a heart of adoration and worship and recognize his lordship. That's why we sang that song earlier. Let's forget about ourselves. Magnify the Lord and worship him. Could you put that up, please? Let's forget about ourselves. Magnify the Lord and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves. Magnify the Lord and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Praise the Lord. Despite all of us have heard of the calamities that have been happening around us, whether it's a hurricane, rainfall, hurricane, disasters, and stuff like that, Houston, Miami, Las Vegas, we are clean escaped. Hallelujah. You see, despite all the clash and crash that has claimed so many lives, we are still alive without a scratch. Can somebody say amen? Is it because we are better? No. No, we are not. Because of his mercy. Because of his word that is true. Psalm 91. He said, behold, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. For this we ought to be forever grateful, because the Lord has turned a terrible mess into incredible mercy. Has anybody made a mess? Am I the only one? Pastor, help me. Am I the only one who has made a terrible mess? And the Lord, I said, and the Lord has turned it around with his incredible mercy. Our misery into a ministry. Our denials into designer. Hallelujah. In place of hard labor, he has given us divine favor. Turned our pressure into treasure that cannot be measured. He said, we have this treasure in the earthen vessels, the treasure of God, to the intent that can tell you, I go to repair a mansion for you. A brother went and was going through challenges, and he said, hey, and it was revealed to him. He said, don't worry. He saw the mansions thy Lord had prepared for him. He says, eyes have not seen. Eyes have not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has it come into the head. In other words, you have no idea. Hallelujah. What God has prepared for those that love him. Do you love Jesus? Oh, I don't know. Do you love Jesus? Because he's turned your pressure into treasure. Hallelujah. That cannot be measured. There's no price tag you can put on it. Amen? Woo! I feel like jumping. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Hallelujah.
That's what I just quoted. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have it entered the hearts of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. I'm going to ask the choir to please come up now as I round up. Praise ye the Lord. They're going to lead us in worship. This is your turn. This is your turn to give his highness. You know why? He's done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Hallelujah. Say, Jehovah, the great miracle in our tabernacle, convert our obstacles into a miracle without a particle for personal glorification. Can someone say amen? Turn our frustrations into liberation, stagnation into migration, confrontation into congratulations, tribulation into jubilation, relegation into elevation, condemnation into recommendation. Can somebody say amen? And bring in your expectation into manifestation in the name of Jesus. Maybe you are here this morning and you have expectations that have not been met as the praise team lead us into his presence. If you want to stand up, it's okay. If you want to kneel down, it's okay. If you want to prostrate, it's okay. Praise ye the Lord.